straight out of the King's Arms from spending the night with my mates. It's weird. Having worked however long as a journalist, watching a game as a fan is so infinitely more frustrating. I mean, let's be honest. I'm a big believer in the fact that if the ball hits a player's arm and that player whose arm it hits gains an advantage from it, it's handball. So for me, you can kind of see why it was a penalty against Daryl Russell. To be ultra fair, I can understand why he wasn't sent off, because it was a fairly harsh decision. So that's okay. Obviously, Russell Martin got booked, presumably for arguing about it. And that's 1-0 after only 2 minutes, of course. What you then have is Ian Thomas-Moore running through on goal, being very cute about knocking the ball quite straight past the goalkeeper. Forster coming out, and his arms are up in the air. Thomas-Moore before Forster's at his feet, so he knows what's coming. He's played for it. He goes over. Referee, especially an inexperienced one like that, knows that he'll bring out his red card, and that's that. And before you know it, you've got 12 minutes gone. It's 2-0, and Norwich are down to 10 men. And from there, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? I mean, the fact that they've played such a long period of time with 10 men and still had most of the ball and a fair amount of chances, more than enough chances to draw the match, is, I suppose, testimony to how good they are as a side. But, oh, geez, it was hard work. And then you have the third goal, which, for all my argument about the first goal, if you've then got the linesman isn't going to flag for a handball from the striker when he controls the ball and then puts it in the net, it completely negates the point of the first goal. So it's a complete travesty that it was 3-0. Norwich then score in the second half by Chris Martin hooking the ball back from about a yard behind the byline, and it all turns into a farce. So we decided it probably should have been 1-0 and 11 against 11. But not many will argue with that. I had lots of people telling me tonight in the pub that it's okay, we'll still be fine, blah, blah. And I'm happy to join in that, but only after we've won however many, by however many goals on Monday against Stockport. After that, I'll be happy to join in that. Until then, we'll just wait and see. But yeah, I haven't seen Paul Lambert's press conference afterwards, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'd imagine he had a few choice words to say. I've never seen a manager be sent off from the touchline for kicking the ball, having run onto the field of play. I can't help feeling that being sent off straight away for that is quite harsh. You know, he could have booked him, or you can still book a manager or just warn them. But there we go. Anyway, I'm working on Monday. Third man on the Pinken. You can join me on pinken.com/live. And I'll be back to my calm self. Enjoy your Easter weekends.